So, Ryan, what are we seeing here?
Go ahead. You're going to watch. I want you to pay attention right there. He pauses it. You see it pause and you almost see like a cloud of smoke. There is some type of explosion. There is something happening under that shirt. And I want you to watch to the right. Do you see that? How like his neck, it was almost like a big gust of wind or something. Something happened under that shirt and it blows his shirt right off to the right. And Hugh, you'll see it right here. Watch to the right and then watch the left on the mic. So you see the explosion there. It is, see that air pocket? It was almost like some weird air pocket caused his shirt to shoot up like that. Okay, so we have the chain breaking. We have it blowing off over the back of his head. And at the same time now, we have evidence that's showing some device on Charlie's shirt that looks like it gets detonated. And you see this huge puff of air blow up his shirt while at the same time, that was the first video that we seen where you could actually see like there was, it looked like a little cloud of smoke, a little cloud of air. I don't know what that was, but it was coming out right from under his shirt, exactly where that microphone was.
Let's just put up this post by John Bray. So first of this picture here, John Bray, based solely on my analysis of the two angles of the events on September 10th, I have come to the conclusion that this is the object that struck Charlie Kirk in the neck. Now, what is that? Now, it could be a DJI microphone.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. You're spot on. So in John Bray's reporting, he's basically went down and did a breakthrough of how you could basically remove a percentage of the battery from that device. Obviously, if you're a foreign intelligence agency and you have the ability to create and make all of these devices, we've seen it with the pagers before,